when it became clear that the smicha would not exist, that there would not be a Sanhedrin, Rav Yosef Karo, in effect, circumvented that. Because what he did is make a written Sanhedrin. The Shulchan Aruch became the written Sanhedrin. He took all of the halachas and all of the matters that were in doubt, and he wrote them down and decided them and put them in a book, and he said, this is the law book. And that, to a certain extent, accomplished the same purpose, even though by an entirely different method, and perhaps not as good a method, but it had the purpose of giving Jewish law a centrality, a backbone, a common denominator that held it together and holds it together till our day. So that's how you have to view the Shulchan Aruch. You have to view the Shulchan Aruch in terms of the person who wrote it and of the times in which he wrote it and of the fact that it was really an alternate to the idea of the Sanhedrin. And so now I think we can understand why it had great opposition too. Because the people who opposed the Sanhedrin opposed the Shulchan Aruch as well. Their main opposition to it was that it would eliminate true scholarship from the Jewish people, because they said all somebody would have to do is just pull down the book and open to the page and be able to decide the law by itself without studying the Talmud, without understanding the progression of the law, without understanding the Rishonim and all the explanations. So they held that it would diminish Jewish scholarship. They also held that it would make it sterile. There is nothing as dry as a law book, even a law book that's left in the rain. There is just nothing as dry. And they were afraid that all of the life that was reflected in the oral law, in the Talmud, and in the later books would now be destroyed by the Shulchan Aruch. All those fears proved groundless. But at the time of the Shulchan Aruch, they were all advanced, and they were advanced by great people in opposition to the concept of the Shulchan Aruch, because of the fact that, in essence, the Shulchan Aruch was an alternate Sanhedrin. That's what it came to accomplish. Now, Rav Yosef Karo lived in Tzfas in the land of Israel. At the very same time that he lived there, there lived a Jew in Krakow in Poland, whose name was Rabbi Moses Isserlish, who's known to us as the Ramah, Reish Mem Aleph, Rabbi Moshe Isserlish, who was also a man shrouded in legend. The legend was that he lived 33 years, and that he wrote 33 books, and that he died on Lag BaOmer, on the 33rd day of the Omer. That he died on Lag BaOmer seems clear, because that was the date that was placed on his tombstone in the ancient Jewish cemetery in Krakow. And until the Second World War, thousands of Jews, every Lag BaOmer, just as in Israel, Jews go to the caver of Reb Shimon ben Yochai in Meron, thousands of Jews would go to the grave of the Ramah in Krakow. And that became traditional amongst Polish Jewry. If you go to Krakow today, there's a small shul that's called the Ramah Shul, which allegedly dates back to his time. You know, there was that atrocious thing regarding the bar mitzvah in Krakow with the lady rabbi, with all the other, with the travel agent, with the whole, the only God can put together a cast like that. But that was supposed to take place in the Ramah Shul. Then they moved it. In any event,